Roar by Robert Munsch. One night, Isaac and Eleanor read a book about lions. The next morning, Isaac's mother said, "Good morning, Isaac. Good morning, Eleanor. Time to get up." Isaac said, "Roar!" Eleanor said, "Roar!" "Oh, dear," said their mom, "what sort of animals are you today?" "Lions," said Isaac. "We are lions today." "Right," said their mom. "My kids are lions." For breakfast, Isaac and Eleanor each had a massive, monstrous, meaty bone. "What's this?" said Eleanor. "Lion food," said her mum. "Massive, monstrous, meaty bones make good food for lions." "Right," said Isaac. And when their mom and dad were not looking, Isaac and Eleanor gave their bones to the dog. "Roar," said Isaac. "That was a good bone." "Roar," said Eleanor. "That was a good bone." At school, Isaac's teacher said, "We're going to go for a walk with the kindergarten. It's springtime. Even though our school is in the middle of a city, we are going to find some animals. Animals are everywhere. Shh! Be quiet while we walk." So the kids and the teacher went out the front door and started to go around the school. Tiptoe, 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 tiptoe. After a while, Fatima said, "Look, teacher, you're right. There are animals. There is a little baby rabbit right beside the school, a cute baby rabbit hiding in the grass." All the girls said, "It's so cute. It's so cute. It's so cute." Isaac said, "Roar!" The rabbit yelled, "Ah!" and ran away. Whap, 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 whap. It jumped over the fence and did not come back. "Isaac," said his teacher, "don't roar at the animals." Then the kids and the teacher tiptoed very quietly around the school. Tiptoe, 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 tiptoe. After a while, Paul said, "Look, teacher, you're right. There are animals. There is a little squirrel on the fence, a cute baby squirrel." Everyone said, "It's so cute. It's so cute. It's so cute." Except Eleanor. Eleanor said, "Roar!" The squirrel yelled, "Ah!" and ran away. Whap, 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 whap. It jumped over the fence and did not come back. "Eleanor," said the teacher, "don't roar at the animals." Then they tiptoed very quietly around the school. Tiptoe, 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 tiptoe. Shakita said, "Oh, teacher, look, coming across the playground is a mouse, a teeny, tiny, cute little mouse." "Ah!" yelled the teacher. "A mouse! A terrible mouse! Everybody stand still!" All the kids stood very, very still. The mouse came over. It sniffed Fatima's ear, and Shakita's eye, and Eleanor's arm, and Paul's belly button. But when the mouse came to him, Isaac whispered very softly, "Roar!" The mouse was not frightened. It roared right back at Isaac, "Roar!" "Right," said Isaac, "this mouse thinks it's a lion. On the count of three, everybody roar." 1, 2, 3! Roar! The mouse yelled, "Eek!" and ran away. Whap, 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 whap. It jumped over the fence and did not come back. The teacher said to all the kids, "Don't roar at the animals." "Hey," said Elena, "teacher is not an animal. Let's roar at her." So all the kids went, "One, two, three, roar!" And the teacher yelled, "Ah!" and ran across the playground. Whap, 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 whap. She jumped over the fence and did not come back. Fatima and Elena and Paul and Isaac ran across the playground. Whap, 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 whap. They jumped over the fence, found the mouse hiding under a leaf, and carried it back to the classroom. The whole class was quiet. Shh. And Elena and Isaac got the mouse on weekends.